As mentioned, we'd like to do some chazara. Chazal tell us quite a frightening statement. If somebody learns without reviewing, it's like sowing without reaping. Just as we understand that if you sow, you plant the land, but you don't end up reaping, you don't harvest the land, then you've wasted your time. And so too, to be loimed ve'ena chayza is also, it's impossible to recall, it's impossible to get things clear, and therefore having chazara is very, very critical. The Yetzirah does not like us to do chazara. The Yetzirah much prefers that we keep on moving, and that way we convince ourselves that we keep on amassing more and more information, when in truth, it's only when you do chazara that you really recall it. So let's begin from Daf Beis Amud Aleph. As you remember, when we do Chazara, we do it fairly quickly. If it's too quick, please stop me. But remember, we've learned this at least once or twice in the Shir. Those who are preparing have learned it a third or fourth time. So this is really a fifth time. So we're going to do this quickly. Gemara without Rashi. Says the Mishnah, the opening Mishnah, we'll learn part of the Mishnah. Dinei Momenes B'Shloisha. So we spent a long time discussing, we'll see this in a moment or two, why is that singled out? Gezeilos v'chavolos is momenes, so why would it need to be singled out as a separate category? Nezek v'chatzi nezek, we learned as well. Tashlumi kefel, the tashlumi arbo'a v'chamisha, all of those are all b'shloisha. Let's press pause and go all the way to the bottom of the Amud. The first word on the line, I think it's nine lines from the bottom. The first word on the line is sholish. You'll see in the middle of that line, it says Sanhedrin gedoila hoysa shel shivim ve'echod. This is not just a bezdin, it's a Sanhedrin. The halachic differences we'll see later on in Mitzvah Hashem. The Sanhedrin gedoila had 71 dayonim ve'ketana shel esrim ve'shloisha. And the smaller version had 23. Minayin legedoyla shi shivim ve'echod shenemar es fali shivim ish v'ziknei Yisrael. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to gather 70 of the elders of Yisrael. On top of that, u'Moshe al gabehen, and Moshe was overseeing them, so you have 71 altogether, although Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda omer that no, it was only shivim because you don't include Moshe Rabbeinu, which is going to have to be a whole discussion, because we seem to be going with a principle that you cannot have an even numbered bezdin. Rabbi Yehuda seems to disagree. That's the large bezdin, or the large Sanhedrin. Minayin leketano shehi shel esrim v'shloisha, sheneemar v'shoftu ha'edo v'hitzilu ha'edo. The word edo is used twice. V'shoftu ha'edo v'hitzilu ha'edo, you shall judge the Eidah v'hitzilu ha'edah, that's 20 therefore altogether. Eidah shayfetes ve'edah matzeles harikan esrim. How do you know an Eidah is 10? U'minayim le'edah shi'asara shenemar admosai le'edah ha'ro'a azois. Because the meraglim are referred to as an Eidah. We know there were 12 in total. Yatsu Yeshua v'kolev. Yeshua v'kolev obviously are not being referred to as the Eidah ha'ro'a. So the Eidah ha'ro'a is the 10 remaining Meraglim. And therefore, the word Edo is always a reference to 10. Here it says the word Edo twice, and that is 20. Now, where do you get 23 from? U'minayin lahavi oid shloisha, mimash ma shenema loisiya achrei rabim lerois. Because on the one hand, the Pasuk says, you do not follow the majority lerois for a guilty verdict. So if I don't follow the roi for guilty, so it's indicative that I would, however, follow the roiv for innocent. It's shemeya ani, so I can work out myself, I can understand, without having to be told, that she'er yehimoyim l'toiva, that I would be with them, meaning with the majority, for good, for innocent verdict. Im kain, well, if I can work that out myself, so why does the Torah need to spell it out? Lomo ne'mar achrei rabim lahatis. So why does the Torah have to say, you must follow the majority? I already know that because it says it don't follow the majority for a guilty verdict. So obviously that means do, however, follow the majority for an innocent verdict. So why does the Torah need to spell it out? The answer is you're right. you're misunderstanding the psukim. Rather, when it says that you don't follow the majority for guilty, it doesn't mean that you need a unanimous guilty verdict. You do follow the majority both for a guilty verdict, also for an innocent verdict. However, it's not the same type of majority. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah, loy kahatios cholatova, not the way that you veer. That's always the lashon in the pasuk, acharam lahatos, you lean, you veer. Not the way you lean to an innocent verdict, hatios cholera is the way that you would lean to the majority for a guilty verdict. Why? Because hatios cholatova is al pi echot. When it comes for an innocent verdict, it's enough if there's just a minor majority of one. Whereas if you have a guilty verdict, then you have to have at least two-man differential. It can't just be a margin of one. So therefore, if I have 10 and 10, I've got to have at least 10 saying, being possibility, 10 saying guilty, 10 saying innocent. And on top of that, I'm going to have a majority of two. So I'm up to 22. But the ein bezdin shakul, I cannot have an even numbered bezdin, therefore moisifim aleim oid echad. You therefore add one more, and therefore harikan esrim v'shloisha. Therefore, you get to 23. Now we're going to miss out the last few lines of the Mishnah, and we begin the Gemara. Otu gezelois v'chavolois lav dinei momanus ninhu? Question mark. Why are you telling me that dinei momanus is three? And gzeilos v'chavolos is three. Surely gzeilos v'chavolos is momonos. So why is it being spelled out? Omer abavohu mahein, quote unquote, katoni. What the Mishnah means is to say, mahein, what are the momonos that we are referring to? If we begin the perek with the word dine momonos b'shloishos, as we well know, the word momonos can have far-reaching ramifications and connotations. There are several different examples of momonos. So which one are you referring to? So had the Mishnah not stipulated, that obviously would have had every reason to assume that all momonos is included. That's why the Mishnah needs to say, Mahein, what in fact are the momonos that I am referring to? Only gezelois v'chavolos. Mahein katoni, mahein dini momonos, gezelois v'chavolos. Theft and injury. Avol hoidoyos v'halvois loy. But if it's a different type of monetary discussion, i.e. admissions and loans, which has nothing to do with damage or theft, then loy. Now we have to work out. We saw later on, what does that mean, loy? Loy what? That you don't need three. So if you remember, the final analysis is that you do, but you don't need three mumchim. But we'll see that presently. V'tzricha, and the Mishnah has to enunciate it in this way. Why? Deitana, because if it would merely state dine momonos, quote unquote, if the Mishnah would just give me a general rule and then not specify, so what would I have said? Hava mina dafilu oidoyes valvoyes. Then obviously I would have said, okay, it refers to absolutely everything, whether it's theft, damage, borrowing. Veloik vi. And therefore, Tana gezelos v'chavolos. That's why we have to spell out gezelos v'chavolos. V'i Tana gezelos v'chavolos. V'loi k'toni dinei momonos. And if the Mishnah would have given me not the rule, just the example, imagine the Mishnah would have begun with the words gezelos v'chavolos b'shloisha. Even then, I could have made a mistake. Because havamin, I would have said, hu adin dafilu hoidoyos v'halvoyos. I might have said that really, it's true the Mishnah only gives me the example of Gzeilos Chavolos, but maybe it actually refers to Hoidoyos and Halvoyos as well. Ah, well, if that's the case, so why would the Mishnah just tell me Gzeilos Chavolos? The Haiduk Toni Gzeilos Chavolos is Mishum de Iker Gimel, because the main principle of three Dayanim, de Ksivi be Gzeilos Chavolos Ksivi. Where is the whole principle of three to be found? It's actually written with regard to Gzeilos v'chavolos, so that's the example that the Mishnah meant. But I wouldn't have understood that it's only in that case. I would have said that it refers to every single case of momonos, The reason why the Mishnah chose to give him the example of Gzeilus v'chavolois is because it's Gzeilus v'chavolois that you find the source of the number three. Where is that? Says the Gemara. Gzeilus t'ksiv v'nikra balabais Elohim, etc., etc. Now, chavolois, mali chavol begufoi, mali chavol b'mamoinoi. What is a damage? Chavolos and gezelos are very closely related. Gezelos is when I'm damaging your money. Chavolos is when I'm damaging your guf. But it's just two different types of damage. Therefore, if the Torah spells out that you need to have three in the case of gezelos, obviously, who are dinim chavolos, and that's why the Mishnah mentioned those examples. But I wouldn't have necessarily understood that it's only those cases. I would have said the Mishnah is choosing to give me that example because that is the source in the Torah. But probably safe to assume that it actually applies in all of Dinei Mominos. That's why the Mishnah needs to spell out that no, Dinei Mominos b'shloisha, but not all cases. It's only in Gezeilus v'chavolos. Had I written just Gezeilus v'chavolos b'shloisha, I would have said that's just an example, but it applies across the board. But once the Mishnah gives me the general rule and then also spells out the example, then I know it's only referring to an example. So let's give a moshel. If I say to you, you can come into my house and take some food. Period. So what food does that refer to? Probably everything. Otherwise, you would have specified. And what happens if I say to you, you can come into my house and take the most expensive food in the house? So what I've said then, he doesn't mean to say only take the most expensive. He means even the most expensive. Therefore, even though I've given an example, but I would still assume it refers to everything. But if I tell you, you can come to my house and take some food, take the expensive food, well, then I know it must be referring only to the expensive food. That's what's going on over here as well. If I give the general rule and then I give a detail, I say dinei mamonos b'shloisha, and then I detail that gzeilos v'chavolos, so I know it only refers to there and not other cases. What are the other cases? Hoidoyos v'halvoyos. That's why the Mishnah says tana mahein dinei mamonos gzeilos v'chavolos avol hoidoyos v'halvoyos loy. Now, here comes the big question. What does that mean that Gezeilos v'chavolos is three, but Hoidoyos v'alvois is not? What does that mean it's not? Not what? Not what? There's no halacha of three dayonim for Hoidoyos v'alvois? Says the Gemara, ulamai, question mark. What does that mean, ulamai? With regard to what? My means what? Lamai, for what? With regard to what? What are you referring to when you tell me that Hoidoyos and Halvoyos is different? In what way? E lema de loibo inon shloisha. Are you trying to suggest that whereas Gezeilos v'chavolos require three, but Hoidoyos v'Halvoyos don't require three? Is that the differentiation? We all agree that there is some differentiation being made between Gzeilos v'chavolos and Hoidoyos v'alvoyos. We're not yet sure what the differentiation is. So my first understanding would be that if it says that Gzeilos v'chavolos is three, then probably it means Hoidoyos v'alvoyos is not three. No. And you don't actually need three dayanim, says the Gemara. That can't be. V'ha'omar b'vo, surely b'vo told me, that Shnayim Shadonu Dine Mominus, the Divrei HaKoel, Ein Dine Emdin. Rabbi Vol told me there's a general principle that whenever you have Dine Mominus, it doesn't make a difference what type it is. If you had two Dayonim adjudicating, Ein Dine Emdin, that's not considered a Din. So you see that what? That there's no exception to the three Dayonim rule. In which case, we're back to square one. We don't understand. What does the Mishnah mean that it's unique to Gzeilos v'chavolos that you have three? What do you mean? You always need three. Even though Yidoyis Valvoyis would need three. Says the Gemara, no. Elo deloy bo'inon mumchim. Remember, we discussed this at great length. There are two types of dayonim. There is a regular standard dayon, and there is a mumcha, an expert dayon. We learn mumchim, expert dayon, from the words Elohim, which is written three times. Now, if you remember, there was a whole discussion about Iruv Parashios. What was the discussion of Iruv Parashios? So I don't want to launch into all the lengthy Rashis, but the bottom line is there were psukim that were written in the parasha of Shoimachinon that don't seem to fit with regard to Meidu Miktas, Ki Huzer, we're not going to get involved. And the question is, if they don't fit there, do I cut and paste and put them elsewhere where they would fit? That's what we call Iruv Parashios. Iruv means to mix, Parashios, the two different parashios. If you hold of Iruv Parashios, then you've got to cut and paste from Shemachinam all the way to theft. In Shemachinam, besides from Moed of Amiktsas, which is not our discussion, but it also says some psukim of Elohim. And if you're going to cut and paste, then that Elohim is cut from Shemachinam and is put where? With regard to Halvoyos. That's what we're cutting from. We're cutting from Shemachinam, we're pasting to Halvoyos. So that's the big question now. If you hold, it's a machlokes, but if you hold of Iruv Parashiyos, then the words Elohim, which are written in Shemachinam, are cut and pasted on the parasha of loans, halvoyos, which therefore gives me the conclusion that halvoyos also requires mumchim. So how can you tell me that only gezelois v'chavolois require mumchim, but not halvoyos? But if you hold of cut and paste, then halvoyos also needs three mumchim. And if you don't hold of cut and paste, then yes, I understand you don't need mumchim, but then you don't need three either. Because the whole principle of three is also not written in halvoyos. I need to borrow it from elsewhere. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, Ma ikosava, what does he hold? I don't understand. Ikosava iruv parashiyos kosov kan. If you hold of the cut and paste theory, then liboinami mumchim, then you should require mumchim as well, because I paste it onto halvoyos. V'yikosava einir of parashas kosov kan and shloi shalom ali, then I don't need three either. Remember, in the parasha of halvo'o, it doesn't say anything about mumchin, it doesn't say anything about three. So the number three is missing, and the mumchin is missing. So make up your mind. What is the halach of halvo'is? If you cut and paste, well then you get the three and you get the mumchin. And if I don't get the cut and paste, then I don't get the mumchin, but I don't get the three either. So how can you tell me the halvoyos requires three, but not mumchin? You can't have it both ways. Says the Gemara, no. Loilom kosovar iruv parshiyos kosov kan. You're right. Essentially, I hold of cut and paste. And that's why halvoyos must have three. So what about mumchin? Ubadinu, and logic would therefore dictate deliboinami mumchin. You're quite right. If I require three because of cut and paste, then I would require mumchin as well. So why practically do we say you don't need mumchin? V'hai deliboinam mumchin mishom de Rabbi Chanina. Remember Rabbi Chanina's principle? Rav Chanina's principle is we're trying to encourage loans, and therefore we want to make it as easy as possible to assemble a bezdin, and therefore we waive the halachas of mumchin. So therefore you can't ask me a question, one second, are we cutting and pasting or are we not? We absolutely are. We're cutting and pasting, and therefore min ha-toirah, when it comes to halvois, you require three dayonim and they must be mumchin. But the Rabbonon came and waived the halacha of mumchin. Says the Gemara, Tomer of Chanina, Dvar Toiro, Mina Toiro, Echod Dine Momenes, Vechod Dine Nefoshis, Bedrisha Vechakira. These, by the way, are halachas, Ms. Hashem, we're going to learn later on in Masechta, at great length. All the halachas of how do you cross examine Edus, Edim. And that's, of course, called Drisha Vechakira. So, Mina Toiro, in the same way as you cross examine Edim, in issues of nefoshes, and of course we all understand that in your nefoshes we've got to examine them very, very carefully. We're potentially talking about putting somebody to death. So too in Dine Momonos, we would min ha-toira treat the edim in the same way. Why? Shenemar mishpat echod yielochem. Mishpat echod. Torah says mishpat echod. There is one way of judging, and we don't differentiate between Nefashis and Momonis. However, Umatam Omru. So why did the rabbi say that Dine Momonis loy boin on Risha Vechakira? Kedei shaloi tinol deles bifnei loivin. So that you shouldn't close the door in front of borrowers. Remember, the harder it is to assemble a bezdin, the less inclined the malva is to want to lend money in the first place. Because what happens if it goes wrong? To assemble a whole big bezdin of mumchen is going to be a ganz balagan. Now, Reb Chanina was not talking about mumchen. Reb Chanina was talking about drisha v'chakira. But we use that principle and apply it to mumchen as well. That for the same reason as we go easy when it comes to dine momonos with regard to drisha v'chakira, so too with regard to mumchen. So, do we require mumchin for cases of halvois? And the answer is min ha-Torah, absolutely yes. Chazal waived it based on Rav Chanina's principle that we must not close the door on loivin. So one second. Elo me'ato to'u lo yishlamu. So if that's the case and you don't require mumchin, so then if you're telling me that you don't require mumchin, but we consider them as mumchen. Remember, we had the halacha, what happens if they make a mistake? Do they have to pay? So if we're treating non-mumchen as mumchen, then ta'u la yishlamu. Then if a mistake was made, they should not have to pay. Because you're treating them as a mumchen, not the halacha by mumchen. And Mara says, no. Kol shekein atanoil deles b'fnei aleivin. Because if you do that, then you are closing the door on the leaven again, because then the malva is thinking, oh no, what happens if the bezdin make a mistake? Then I'm stuck. So to the contrary, we only require non-mumchin. We treat them as non-mumchin. If they make a mistake, they jolly well have to pay. So the malva now has every incentive to lend money. Why? Because if the leaven, the borrower, ever denies it, he can easily assemble a bezdin. He does not require mumchin, so obviously that's much, much easier to assemble. If they make a mistake, they're going to have to pay up. So basically, I'm guaranteed to get my money back, and that's why I'd be more than encouraged to lend the money. So at this stage of the game, let's press pause for a moment. How are we reading the Mishnah? Dinei momonos b'shloisha, gezeilos v'chavolos b'shloisha, which means only in the case of gezeilos v'chavolos. But in the case of halvois and hoidoyos, what talocha? Yes, you require three, but you don't require mumchin. Why don't you require mumchin? It's a takana midrabonon, but certainly min ha-teira. Of course, we learn from the posuk that min ha-teira, you absolutely need mumchin. It's only a takana of chazal. So min rabonon, based on the principle of Rav Chanina, you do not need mumchin. So far we have a satisfactory learning of the Mishnah. So what's the problem? Says the Gemara, Ihochi Tarti Ktoni. If that's the case, Tarti Ktoni. How have we learned the Mishnah so far? Dine Momonos Bishleisha, Umahein, and what are they? Gezeres Vechavolis, which means Halvois v'haidois were never mentioned specifically, only by inference. Well, if that's true, that there really is a difference between gzeilus v'chavolus on the one hand And Hoidoyas Valvoyas on the other hand. So the Mishnah could have split it up into two. Dine Momonas Beshloisho Hedyoitois. What is that? Hoidoyas Valvoyas. And Gezelois Vechavalois Beshloisho Mumchin. So why do you have to tell me that the Mishnah is only talking about Gezelois Vechavalois and the detail is defining the rule? Why can't you say no? When it says Dine Momonas Beshloisha, that's referring to three Hedyotois, non Mumchin, as in Hoidoyes Vahalvoyes, line number one. And then line number two, Gezeles Vahavoyes, you require Mumchin. Question number one. Void Shloisha, Shloisha, Lomoli, question mark. If Gezeleis v'chavoleis, as mentioned in the Mishnah, is not a new halacha, it's just defining the rule. When we said Dine Momonas b'shloisha, we were referring to Gezeleis v'chavoleis, so why do you need to spell out the number three again? Dine Momonas b'shloisha. Gezeleis v'chavoleis b'shloisha. Why do you have to say the word shloisha again? Why can't you simply tell me Dine Momonas b'shloisha, i.e. Gezeleis v'chavoleis? It's not a new halacha. It's just defining what we meant in the general rule. So why do you have to tell me the halacha again? Says the Gemara, you're right. Ela Omar Rava Tarati Ktani. So we're backtracking a bit. We're not changing the halacha. We're just changing the reading of the Mishnah. Tarati Ktani. What does that mean, Tarati Ktani? Yes, the Mishnah is actually telling me two different things. So this is not the Mahain interpretation anymore. How are we now reading the Mishnah and the final analysis? The halacha emerges exactly the same. Dine momana is bishloisha. Period. What is it referring to? Halvois and hoidois require three, any three. You don't have to have mumchim. Next halacha, gezelois v'chavolois, however, bishloisha. That's a different type of three. What type of three is that? Mumchin, and that's why the word shloisha has to be mentioned twice. So we're not changing the halachics, we're just changing the reading of the Mishnah. So we so far have two possible interpretations of the Mishnah. Either that Gezeles v'chavoles is defining the klal, Dine Momonas b'shloisha, i.e. Gezeles v'chavoles, or, reading number two, Dine Momonas b'shloisha is referring to halvois v'hidoes, that's the first halacha, and then the second halacha is Gezelois v'chavoles. Elo Amar Rava again, says the Gemara, Tarati Ktani Mishum de Reb Chanina. Because of Reb Chanina's rule, Reb Chanina said that we are midrabanan, we waive the rules slightly for Dine Momonas. He was discussing Drish v'chakira, and we apply that also to Mumchim. Says the Gemara, a chiddush now, a different interpretation completely. Rav Acha Breider Rav Ikoma, no, Midoy Raisa, Chad Nami Kosher. Completely different direction. Really, Mina Torah, you only need one Dayon, Shenemar, Betzedek, Tishpoit, Amisecho. Tishpoit is in the singular. It doesn't say Tishpoitu, you in the plural must judge, but rather you in the singular. So you see that Mina Torah, actually, you don't need three. So why do you need three? It's only midrabanan. We've understood until now because it says Elohim three times. So that means minat Torah, you require three. Whereas according to Rav Acha, he says, no, minat Torah, you only require one. So why did Chazal require three? Not the Torah. Why did Chazal require three? Elohim Shum Yesh Ve'Kronos. What does Yesh Ve'Kronos means? People who are layabouts, if you are happy to have one, there's always a big risk. I don't know, somebody will slip through the cracks. You'll end up having a dayan on a bezdin who's not really up to standard. And what happens if you have three? Says the Gemara, otu betlosam, you don't have a yesh v'kronos, and if you have three, can you not have three layabouts? No, unlikely. E'efsha, the less behu chad de gomer. Unlikely that if I have three dayanim, at least one of them should know what he's talking about. Elo me'ato to'u lo yishmlemu, kol shekein din afishi yesh v'kronis. If you say that we treat them as mumchen, but quite frankly, some of them are not, so they should not have to pay. No, kol shekein de nefishi yesh, that's going to encourage layabouts to become dayanim if they don't have to pay. So, is this a different interpretation of the Mishnah? And the answer is absolutely. Why is it a different interpretation? There are two halachas going on in the Torah, going on in the Mishnah. Dinei momonos b'shloisha, period. Gezelos v'chavolos b'shloisha, period. What are those two halachas? The answer is Dine Mamanais, that's halvois vahidois. You don't really need three minatoira, it's only midrabanan. As opposed to gezelos v'chavolos, there indeed it is minatoira. So if you want to know why the word shloisha is repeated twice, because it's two separate halachas. So therefore, it turns out that the difference is not whether you require mumchen or not, as the first interpretation. That's what the Gemara now asks. My ikka bein rava l'rav achabrei ikka. So what in the final analysis will be the difference between the two different interpretations? The answer is ikka bein ayu d'omar Shmuel. Shnayim shedonu dinei and din. Shmuel said that if you had two who adjudicated, it's okay b'dieved elo shenikru bezdin chotzuf, but they're a brazen bezdin. But at the end of the day, two is enough. Well, l'rava less lay de Shmuel. Rava, who was the first interpretation of the Mishnah, will clearly disagree with that. Why? Because Rava said you always need three min ha-Torah. There is a discussion whether you need mumchen or not, but you always need three. There is absolutely no concept of two. So he would not agree with Shmuel. Whereas Rav Achba Ikka Islay de Shmuel. Rav Achba Ikku says that actually min ha-Torah, you only need one. The whole requirement to have three is only a rabbinic requirement. So therefore he would agree with Shmuel that b'dieved, if I don't have the three, then you're okay. Because quite frankly, the Torah never required three in the first place. So Rabbeinu, it turns out in the final analysis, let's sum up because we have to close. We basically have two different interpretations of the Mishnah, but they're not just different interpretations, they're actually different halachics. Interpretation number one is you always need three dayonim min ha-Torah. The difference between gezelos v'chavolos, as opposed to alvois v'hedois, is whether you need mumchin or is it suffice to have hedyotos. That is the first interpretation, and that's why the Mishnah splits it up into two. Second interpretation is that no, the difference is not whether you have to have mumchin. The difference is whether you have to have three at all. Because min ha-Torah, at least, when it comes to alvois v'hedois, you do not need three. It is only a rabbinic requirement. So that's why the Mishnah felt it important to split it up into two. Because yes, even though it's true that practically you always need three, but one is min ha-Torah and one is midrabanan. And that's why the Gemara says, and what will be the difference at the end of the day? The difference will be that if it's only midrabanan, then b'dieved, if you didn't have the three, then you're okay. Okay, I hope we didn't go too fast. If we did, then I'd recommend doing another chazara. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, we should hear good news. For those of you who join us for the Parsha Shir, Bezrat Hashem, this evening at 7:20.
Yeah, you're caught. You're caught.